Welcome all to the ordinary council meeting on the 27th of May 2026, and thank you for your attendance. I'll start by reading our disclaimer that council and committee agendas, recommendations, minutes and resolutions are subject to confirmation by the council or committee, and are therefore prior to the subsequent meeting of the council or the committee with respect to their acts. No responsibility whatsoever is implied or accepted by the Sheriff or Shire of Nerriden for any act, omission or statement or intimation occurring during the council committee meetings or during informal conversations with staff. Shire of Nerriden disclaims any liability of any loss whatsoever and howsoever cause arising from any reliance on any person or legal entity on such an act, omission or statement or intimidation occurring during the council committee meetings or discussions. Any person or legal entity who acts or fails in the act or in reliance upon the statement does so at that person's or legal entity's own risk. In particular, and without derogating in any way from the broad disclaimer above in any discussion regarding any plan, the application or application for a licence, any statement or limitation of approval made by a member or officer of the Shire of Nerriden during this course of any meeting is not intended to be or is taken as a notice of approval from the Shire of Nerriden. The Shire of Nerriden warns that anyone who has an application lodged within the Shire of Nerriden must obtain or should unrely the written confirmation of the outcome of the application and any of the conditions attached to the decision made by the Shire of Nerriden in respect to the application. In accordance to the Regulation 114I, the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, the Shire of Nerriden records all council meetings. Recordings are publicly available within 14 days and should be retained for at least 5 years. Copies may be provided to the departmental CEO upon request.
Development, CEO, to Nerriden. question, but my experience and observations are that officers are well aware of grants that are available, and I'm aware of the ones that you've spoken about. I'll take it on notice and we'll check with the team, but I'm pretty sure that if there is a an area that we require funding for, that we do chase those grants. So, but I'll
I believe the bushfire brigades are underfunded, and therefore that's why I brought it to the previous meeting. We need more resources, especially with the infrastructure that is coming to Narrogin, and Deep has stated that we need a more robust ground control management, because our aerial supports will not be as the 2022 fires. So there needs to be a structure and
response to that. I'll just mention that the bushfire brigades themselves are quite proactive with the resources they need, and I do know that we've got a fairly significant development being done, funded by the ESL, coming to Narrogin very shortly. So, it is all good.
Anything else? Public question time? Thank you, everyone.
Right.
One ahead of you.
Yep, so applications for leave for our June meeting. Have we got any requirements there? I think Councillor Fisher and Councillor Ballard have left to the garden to return to the performance. Okay, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meetings.
So that was the OCM of the 22nd of April.
Correct, yep. Our last meeting was dated the 22nd of April, 26th.
Chair, I move the amended recommendation that has been through to council. Changing Councillor Ballard and Councillor Fisher and Mayor Persons.
Correct, thank you. Councillor Policarda, do we have a second for that? Thank you, Councillor Woods. Everyone in favour of that?
Changes that I brought up during the meeting that would have been changed. In the schedule of accounts, 148, it needs to be clear that it's a balustrade, not something strange and unknown. And 180, there's a queue required in aquatic. And 452, 53, the LPG, I believe, was a 9 kilo bottle, but not a 45. And at 615, perhaps the notation should read cafe at 45 Federal Street, not cafe 45.
I'll just read that back to you, Councillor Bartram. Is the word for balustrade, 178?
No, 148.
148, thank you. And 180?
And
the aquatic.
The aquatic.
Correct. And
452?
Yep.
The LPG.
LPG, the size of the bottle.
9 kilos.
9 kilos, 145.
617.
Thank you for your attention. Is there any further?
No.
And the member of the motion, happy to put also those changes. Second, I have to.
9 kilos?
Yes.
I mean, 9 times.
9,
thank you.
9, 0
or 9? 9, thank you.
9.
Thank you.
So, yeah, sorry, second thing is. Councillor Woods, happy with those?
Happy with those, thank you.
Any further comment on that, on those confirmation of this? All those in favour of that? Let's carry 5-0. Thank you. Moving along. And now, despite the person presiding without discussion, I have Neil. Petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. We have one.
We have a petition signed by Diane Ferguson of Sydney Way in Narrogin. It relates to speed traffic signs and a footpath entering Sydney Way. It's been signed by 7 people, although there's 9 names on it, but only 7 have signed it. The recommendation is that the petition be received by council and that it be submitted to the CEO for preparation of the report. I guess it's important when you get petitions for things like footpaths and signs that a decision's made based on some recommendations from administration. There'll be things like traffic counts to take into account. Conversations might need to be had with main roads in relation to speed signs, and so there's a little bit of work to be done before council can make an informed decision. So that's the purpose of referring it back to the CEO.
Thank you for that. We just assume we acknowledge that this evening. Yeah, we'll wait for further reports.
Look, we need a mover and a seconder to receive that and refer it to the CEO.
Very good. Do we have a move for that? Thank you, Councillor Barker. Let me take that. Councillor Policarda. All those in favour of that? That is passed 5-0. Matters requiring decisions. 10.2.1. Major entry statements. clear track of sight.
Can I just comment on that? That's just an AI produced, so it's very hard to get those exact five shire things to look exactly like that on, but they will be those five panels. It's just that using AI is a bit tricky because as soon as you change one thing, you must change the whole lot.
I'll see the overriding comments just to
major capital items in the budget that will be proceeding this financial year. The majority of the housing project will not be proceeding because we're not quite there yet. The DFIS project, which was going to be partly funded by the Shire, is now being fully funded by the state ESL, so we don't have to proceed with that project. And there was, I think, part of the leisure centre roofing was also going to be deferred until next year because we were unsuccessful with getting a grant application. So looking at the total budget, it seems like we're a long way short, but there's about $12 million that I've just sort of rattled off there that won't be proceeding for a couple of reasons. But the infrastructure team have completed the almost 99.99% of the capital work program, so kudos to that team for getting that work done.
Thank you. Thank you, CEO. Thank you for the work statement. Any questions, Tim? Any further questions on the financials? If not, we'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. 5-0. Schedule of accounts paid for April 26th. Mover for this officer's recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Weeks. And the seconder, thank you, Councillor Lindell. Questions for this? Questions for appearance? Councillor Barton.
Some further invoices coming through, but it's about trying to get to a compliant place. And then after that, we've pretty much completed what we need to do.
Thanks, Tech Manager. Further questions? Councillor Barton?
44. Low ranked media, TV production on social media clips. So is that that we make another advert for narrative that's going to supersede the to be superseded adverts.
Yeah, I think it's on TV now.
I understand, so yes.
Yep. Yep. So this is new TV production, which is advertised now. Systems technology?
Yes, the project, the 14K, what are they doing? Because there's another one later on for the NRLC. What are they doing?
Director, the
managing board. Through the chair, the 436 line item is the council first records.
Oh, sorry, may I have 43 now? Sorry, open.
436.
Open Systems Technology Project, $14,000.
Yes, that's the Council First Records.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
That's a one-off payment.
Yes, that's correct.
that, then.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the questions. Any further councillors have questions about how the schedule payments for this month, last month?
No, I'm happy, thank you.
Everyone's happy, we'll just put it to the vote. Those in favour? Carried, 5-0.
That may very well have been how it's been condensed into the one PDF.
Yeah.
We'll certainly make that right before it's published.
I think the most important thing is that it's still visible, so it's just the percentage change.
Yeah. Thank you.
Other than that, I have no comments on that.
Spend our favourite time on this document through our MBS. It's been well discussed and studied. Thank you for the preparation for the works and the presentation on this item. Any further comment on that? We're happy about it, so put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's passed 5-0.
Chair, we canvassed that possible question this afternoon. I guess, Silver Chain are looking for along a tenure as they can get. lease, though, our standard lease, and within this lease, there is a 12-month clause for either party to give notice to terminate the contract for any reason. So any reason, any party. And if you think about a potential redevelopment down at the leisure centre, you'd go through a master planning process if you're going to do that. If it was going to involve this particular house, you'd have more than 18 months or 2 years of planning time, lead time. So I'm quite confident that 7 years isn't going to be an issue. If council or civil change their mind during the term, either party can get out. It's pretty good. There's a couple of conditions that we're haggling with Silver Chamber, they're not significant. But yes, anticipate the question. Residing or